Hello, Anchor family. I know it has been forever since I have been on here, and I just want to apologize for that, but I've just been in a season where I've just been growing, living in a place of thankfulness and gratefulness because I see the change, I feel the change, and although I'm not where I want to be ultimately, to see the changes, to see the growth, just living my tailor-made journey, it has been blessing my soul in so many ways, and my dreams and my faith is that much bigger, that much more solid, because I know that God is going to do everything that he said he's going to do, and it may not be when I want it. But I appreciate the baby steps on the tailor-made journey. I have learned so much. I have grown so much. I'm knowing better and I'm doing better. And it's been such a blessing. So I just wanted to come to you guys on this Thanksgiving break that we're on right now. And just tell you to be thankful for the journey that you're on. It's all going to work out. It's all going to work out for your good. You continue to be faithful and press forward. And don't let anybody around you detour you from your dreams, detour you from the desires of your heart, and make you feel like it's not going to happen for you. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. You just stay the course. But I love y'all. I miss y'all. Morgan's getting big, y'all. She's in middle school, and I'm actually working at the middle school that she's at right now. So it's just been a beautiful experience, a journey by itself. And I just want to let you guys know that the gala happened. The way I said it was going to happen, it's going to be big. It's big every year. I thank God so much for blessing me with the ability, the resources, the dream, the vision. My wife, my daughter, I thank God so much for putting that all into place so that we can have such an outstanding, memorable event for the mothers and daughters here in the community. Every year, and every year is successful, and every year it impacts somebody else in a different way, and I'm just so grateful for that. So right now what I'm doing is rumbling off my thankful list right now, because it's just that I was just sitting here on the couch just waking up, and I was reflecting on how things were last year this time compared to how they are this year this time, and knowing that I put in some actual work I've actually had to put in some actual work, keep the faith alive, and just trust the process, know it's going to work out. And to see the journey from 12 months ago this day until today, wow. The things I prayed for, wanting to be able to be a mom and not have to work every weekend and not having to work so late because I wanted to try to get off at a good time so that I could be a mom and support her and get her into sports and, you know, go to games with her. And, you know, the things I prayed for, the things that were most important to me, having financial stability, being in a position where, you know, I'm looking at being able to really start manifesting some bigger and better dreams, and to see it all come to fruition, see it coming to fruition. Y'all, God is so good. Just wait on him. Just wait on him. He has not forgotten. I remember when I was engaged, and just, I don't want to say it like that. I remember that space I was in, that energy I was in. And I was sitting there praying for days like this. And it didn't look, the peace that I have right now that I thought I was going to get when I was 25, 26-year-old Sam, the peace I thought I was going to get because I was married and I had a second income, I thought I was going to be having this kind of feeling back then, right now. Like, oh, Lord, you're bringing everything together. But God showed me, Samantha, me, you, we can do this together. You don't need anybody else. You need to lean and depend on me. Your mama can't do it for you. Your daddy can't do it for you. You have to learn how to stand on your own 2 feet and be solid in the vision that I've given you. Be solid in knowing that you have purpose. You are here for a purpose. It ain't over until it's over. So You know, y'all expect some big things coming from me, because I'm just so thankful to see what God is doing for me in my life. I mean, he's just making it all work out and teaching me the lessons along the way. And I'm seeing why I had to go through this and why I had to experience that and why I had to cry about this. And, you know, just seeing the growth, y'all, is truly beautiful. So I just want you guys to just enjoy your journey. Enjoy your journey. Don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. And just know that I love you. Know that I'm here for you. Know that I'm praying for you. That you are not alone. We only have... I don't even know how... I'm just waking up, you guys. So we have only a few more days within this year. I know we have at least 40-something days to the new year. Could be more or less. But we only have a few more days. We're just counting like weeks until 2022. We are walking in it. So manifest, write it down, make it plain, put in the work, trust that God is going to make it all work out for you on your tailor-made journey. I love you. I'm praying for you. And y'all get at me. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at SamaBeer07, on Facebook at Samantha A, or my business page, Morgan's Promise, or Talk Faith with the Faithologist. And y'all, we got some bangers coming up soon. So y'all be on the lookout. I love y'all. Mwah.